been gentle and it starts getting stronger and stronger. You say it's
getting windy. It's okay. Blowing.
If it's just the opposite and it's been strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you say it's
letting up.
Letting up, exactly. Like on a fall day when you go outside and it's not really cold, just sort of, you might say it's just a little bit
cool.
And if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, for example, you might say last night we had a
killing frost.
And you might say it was so cold last night that the water in the pond
froze.
And if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
And do you know what they call a sort of thin coating of ice that gets on?
Skim of ice.
Mm-hmm. And if someone said something more than once, they'd be saying it
again.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of numbers, if instead of saying he said it two times, you'd say he said it
three times? Or he said it...
Well, it, meaning the same as two times, you'd say he said it...
twice.
Yeah. Okay, now, this last part is all simply for pronunciation. It consists of numbers and months of the year and things like that. And believe it or not, we're almost through. I want you to count from 1 to 14 fairly slowly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. The number after 19 is
20.
After 26,
27.
After 29,
30.
After 39,
40.
After 69,
70.
After 99,
100.
After 999,
1000.
And after 9,999, I guess.
1,000,000?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I got lost on that one. Okay, and this is the numbers if you were naming things in order and you had them lined up and beginning with first, and you had 10 things, you'd say, well, this is...
First, second, yeah. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
And... then, again, fairly slowly, the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay. And then the days of the week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Oh, and also when you say the word Sabbath, what does that mean to you?
It means Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that would be the way that you would always use it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, that's...
I would do better, but I knew you wanted it just like my normal speech.
Right.
Exactly. And I don't really... I would like to improve my normal speech, but it's
your
still,
normal
you know...
Is your normal speech.
Yeah, that's
thing,
it.
But
and I knew
that
that's what you
good.
Wanted. It's
exactly.
It's our way of speaking. Mm-hmm. Even though I probably try a little harder than most people on tape.
But you're really ideal for what I needed, because I really wanted a very sharp contrast, and you really are a very good contrast.
I have a little boy on tape in there now that I just had, or someone else had him tape a part for one of our programs
mm-hmm.
last week.
Mm-hmm.
This boy is a very good student in school,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you can hardly understand him.
Oh, really?
It's pitiful.
Well, what
yours wouldn't play just anything, would it? I mean, it wouldn't play just a little tape.
Is it a cassette?
Mm-hmm.
No, it won't play
mm-hmm.
cassette. I wish
well,
it would.
I
wish
so
it had a...
And this other
attachment.
One.